I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri's Cape Girardeau Research Center, and this is Tales from Days Gone By. The story of one of the most notorious events occurring near Cape Girardeau during the Civil War began in St. Louis in the early summer of 1863. The Western Sanitary Commission, somewhat equivalent to today's Red Cross, assembled medicines and other needs for General John W. Davidson's army occupying Bloomfield. The army assembled a wagon train to transport the sanitary and additional military supplies in St. Louis. The resulting train totaled over 120 wagons. After a cavalry escort assembled, the wagons left St. Louis in late July. Upon arriving in Cape, H.J. Waterman, agent for the Western Sanitary Commission, learned that General Davidson's command had gone on to Arkansas. Davidson left wounded and sick men at Bloomfield, so Waterman decided to proceed and distribute part of his stores there. The train assembled for the trip included three with stores from the Sanitary Commission and 27 filled with other supplies. An escort of 10 to 12 mounted soldiers from the 6th Missouri Cavalry and 2nd Missouri State Militia Cavalry guarded the train. The trip by wagon took 2 days one way, so the train left Cape early Saturday morning, August 1st, intending to camp one night on the way. Waterman left later that afternoon and stopped at Whitewater Bridge, guarded by troops of the 8th Provisional Enrolled Missouri Militia. A usual camping site for trains was Round Pond, 3 miles from Whitewater Bridge and southwest of present-day Allenville, a good water source for travelers on Bloomfield Road. Despite some reports, the escort posted guards for the night. In any event, a contingent of 8 men under the command of Captain John McWhirter attacked from the swamp. Numerous other sources attributed the attack to the Bolin Gang, and almost certainly John Fugate Bolin was there, according to his later confession. The attackers came in quietly, killing the guards. They then called the wagon master and his assistant from their tent, placing the muzzles of their pistols to the men's chest and shooting them. They continued shooting teamsters who were still asleep or half awake, and some of the teamsters escaped into the swamp. The final toll was 10 killed outright and 4 wounded, 2 of whom died later. The wagons were set afire, telegraph poles and wire cut down, and about 20 of the best horses taken. Fleeing teamsters reached Whitewater Bridge about 3 a.m. and sounded the alarm. Waterman saddled up and rode to the site. He checked his 3 wagons of goods and found 1 was entirely burned and 2 were considerably damaged. He salvaged much of the sanitary stores from the 2 damaged wagons, amounting to about half the initial amount, and proceeded on to Bloomfield. Some 10 or 11 days after the ambush, Captain Adolph Tackey of the 8th Provisional EMM led a detachment of volunteers to disinter the bodies of the dead at Round Pond and move them to Cape Girardeau. As might be expected in August, the bodies were in bad condition. It is likely the dead lie in Old Ormer Cemetery in unmarked graves, and 2 are on a list of Union soldiers interred at Cape Girardeau. As for Round Pond, over the years it gradually disappeared. Drainage of the area altered its hydrology, and farming in the area resulted in it gradually filling with silt. Today, one has difficulty finding the low spot in an agricultural field that is all that marks the site. I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri. For more tales from days gone by, visit krcu.org.